Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building that dark, rolling mid-bass pitch movement in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. The goal is simple: make the bass feel like it's breathing, sliding, and pushing air in a huge warehouse system. Now, when I say mid-bass pitch, I'm not talking about the key of the whole song. I mean the pitch movement inside the bass sound itself. That could be different MIDI notes, little slides, glide between notes, or even pitch bend. This is the stuff that gives old school DNB that tense, alive, slightly unstable energy. First thing, set your project up around 165 BPM. That's a really solid starting point for this style. Then make yourself a simple session with drums and one bass track. Keep it basic for now: kick, snare, hats, and a mid bass. The reason is, you want to hear exactly how the bass is interacting with the drums. In drum and bass, the groove is everything, and the bass has to leave space for the break and the snare to hit properly. Before you even touch the bass, get the drum pattern working. A classic starting point is kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then add a breakbeat or a few ghost hits for movement. If you want a more jungle feel, a chopped break is a great choice. Just make sure the drums aren't too busy. If the drum groove is overloaded, the pitch movement in the bass will get lost. Now let's build the bass sound. You can do this with Wavetable or Operator. If you want a bit more grit and modern old-school hybrid energy, go with Wavetable. Start with a saw or square-style wave, keep the unison low, and use a low-pass filter with a little resonance. Don't overdo the width. For this style, the bass needs weight and focus, not huge stereo spread. If you prefer something cleaner and more solid, Operator is excellent. A simple sine or basic waveform can give you a strong foundation, and then you can add harmonics later with saturation. That's actually a really smart beginner move, because it keeps the low end controlled. After the synth, add some basic processing. A little saturator goes a long way. Just a few dB of drive can help the bass speak on smaller speakers and in a club. Then use EQA to clean up unnecessary low rumble and any muddy low mids. If the bass feels too plain, a touch of drum bus can add character. And if the bass is getting too wide, use utility to keep the low end nice and mono. That mono control is super important in this kind of music. Now for the actual bass line. Start with a simple 2-bar MIDI clip. Don't try to write a super complicated line. In jungle and old school DNB, a few well-placed notes can hit way harder than a busy pattern. Try using short notes, a few rests, and one or two movement notes. If you're working in a minor key, something like root, fifth, minor third, or a neighboring note can already sound proper. The vibe matters more than theory here. You want something that feels like it's answering the drums. This is where the pitch movement comes in. The easiest way is just to change the MIDI note pitch. Put notes at different pitches and let the riff move naturally. That already gives you a strong foundation. Then, if you want more life, use pitch bend. In the MIDI clip, draw in small pitch bend movement on selected notes. The key word there is selected. Don't bend everything. If every note is sliding around, the riff can start sounding random instead of intentional. Use pitch bends like a little accent, especially on the second note of a phrase or into a turnaround. Another great technique is glide, also called portamento. In Wavetable or Operator, turn on glide and keep the time fairly short, maybe somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds, as a starting point. When notes overlap, the bass slides between them instead of restarting sharply. That's a huge part of that talking, rolling, old-school bass feel. It's perfect for jungle phrases and warehouse-style rollers. Here's a really important teacher tip. Keep the sub stable. Let the mid-bass move, but don't make the very low end slide all over the place. Low frequencies don't always translate cleanly when they're too pitchy. If you want the line to feel heavy and clear, split it into layers. Use a simple sub-layer for the foundation, then a separate mid-bass layer for the movement and character. High-pass the mid-layer around 90 to 120 Hz so the low end stays focused. Once the sound and notes are in place, make sure the bass has room to breathe with the drums. A sidechain compressor from the kick can help, but as a beginner you can also use simple volume automation if that feels easier. The goal is just to let the kick punch through and keep the groove pumping. In DNB, the bass should feel like it's dancing with the drums, not fighting them. Now think about arrangement. A loop is fine, but a real track needs movement over time. Try a simple 16-bar idea. Maybe the first 4 bars are just drums or a filtered tease. Then the bass enters in bars 5 to 8 with the main phrase. Bars 9 to 12 can add a variation, like a different last note, an octave change, or a bigger slide. Then bars 13 to 16 can strip something away or build tension with a filter opening. Even a tiny change every 4 bars helps the track feel alive. Here's another useful trick. Change the last note every 2 bars. Keep the core riff the same, but swap the ending note for the octave above, the fifth, or a semitone approach note. That gives you motion without having to rewrite the whole bassline. You can also use call and response phrasing, where one bar feels low and tight, and the next bar answers with a slightly higher or more slid phrase. That's a very classic jungle and old school D&B move. If the bass sounds good solo but messy in the full mix, check the low mids. A lot of the feeling of pitch movement actually lives around 100 to 400 Hz. If that area is muddy, the bass loses definition. So don't just listen for the sub. Listen for where the note actually speaks. That's where the character lives. You can also add a darker warehouse finish with subtle effects. A little echo, a little filter delay, or a small room reverb on sends can add atmosphere without washing out the groove. Keep the main bass mostly dry and powerful. Let the effects decorate the edges, not take over the whole sound. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the bass too wide. Keep the sub mono. Second, don't use too many pitch bends. That gets messy fast. Third, don't overprocess. Too much saturation, compression, and distortion can flatten the groove instead of improving it. And fourth, don't ignore note length. Short notes tend to hit harder in this style, while longer notes work better when you want tension and glide. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar rolling pitch bass at 165 BPM using Wavebeatable or Operator. Write a simple pattern with just a few notes, add one glide or pitch bend move, and loop it with drums. Then ask yourself 3 questions. Does the bass leave space for the snare? Is the sub clean? And does the pitch movement feel intentional? If you want to level it up, make 3 versions of the same idea. One clean version, one darker distorted version, and one more rave-like version with bigger slides. That's a great way to hear how much character you can get from the same basic pattern. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old-school D&B, bass pitch is not just melody. It's rhythm, tension, and impact. Keep the foundation simple, let the mid-bass move, give it space, and use pitch movement like a weapon, not a habit. Do that, and you'll start getting that proper warehouse pressure very quickly. If you want next, I can turn this into a bar-by-bar MIDI example, a simple Ableton rack chain, or a full beginner bass sound design walkthrough in Wavebeatable.